Absolute success, and you know, all credit where credit's due to the anglers. You know, these young as under 19s have been up at 5:30 in the morning, and they've been working really, really hard to get to the venues and to, you know, start the fishing at 9 a.m. until 12 midday. The conditions haven't been great due to the heat and the weather and so on, because the fish usually get lethargic; they don't like warm water. But these young lads have battled through, and they've had some good catches, and even a sea trout up at 41 centimetres. So that's an exceptional result for that young man, you know.
It's a collaborative effort. It's a cross-border effort. It's an effort between yourselves and the Lochs Agency. All appears to have worked well.
Indeed. You know, and we've had great support from Lochs Agency, from Sport Ireland, from DERA in the north. And indeed, you know, other agencies like Inland Fisheries Ireland, and the main sponsor for this is Cortland, which is a USA fishing tackle manufacturing company. And they have always sponsored the youths through FIPS Moosh, which is the world governing body. So it's been great support from that point of view. And because it's a north and south cross-border event, everybody's taken a lot of interest in it, and it promotes the good sort of harmony and relationship that exists in all Irish people, you know. So it's been a success from that point of view.
Is this, has it given you the appetite to perhaps chase another world competition, maybe perhaps the senior anglers at some point in the future?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because the president of FIPS Moosh is here along with the vice president, and in conversation, and we've been having with them, we're looking at perhaps 2028 to bring in the Worlds to Ireland. Now, I'm not sure whereabouts in Ireland it will be, but let's just say that the Northwest here is in the mix, and it could be one of the places chosen, because this has been very successful. And it's not the first time we've hosted the youths here. We hosted the youths in 2013, and again as a cross-border thing between Leinster and Ulster. So yes, is the answer to that. We're pushing for it, and hopefully we'll get it.